I actually hated Muslims.
You know, they are just like me, and I am uneducated on their religion.
Excuse me, guys. Alhamdulillah.
Now let's move on to the next thing. What he said. He says some words now. Sometimes when we hear something in another language, we can't appreciate it.
Excuse me, guys. Alhamdulillah. I want to say something.
He says, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
What does that mean? Why is he saying something in another language, in Arabic? Now, I want to connect this again back to the one I'm sure many Christians who love Jesus, people who aren't even maybe Christian, but they heard Jesus, they have a connection to him. Do you know that Jesus, he called on the Creator? If you ever watched the Passion of Christ. Allah. In Arabic, it's just Allah. This is the Creator we're talking about. And he is saying, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Everything God gave me.
So again, he's keeping it humble. If anything we could take away from this video is that quality of keeping it humble. We got too much. We're all susceptible to it. Ego. The ego can take over and you become very arrogant. Who likes to be around arrogant people? Keeping it humble. Again, he's saying, Alhamdulillah. It's just like saying, thank you, God.
Everything God gave me.
Very simple. Now, you can you appreciate that? Let's go on to the next thing.
Allahu Akbar. And
the last but not the least, Allahu Akbar. You hear him saying it.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
What does it mean? Is it some war cry? Jihad? They're coming to get us? How ridiculous does that sound? But that's what some people think. Do you know that over 60,000 books in a span of 100 years have been written against Islam, according to the Times Magazine article published in 1979, April 16th, I believe it was, and that the Islamophobia industry is a $250 million annual business. So you know, probably the information you got, the book you read, false propaganda, fear-mongering. And the hate mongers, they're making money, bashing, throwing dirt on Islam. So Allahu Akbar is not a war cry. It's simply Allah, God, is greater. Greater than that money, that dollar, that job, that woman. Everything that you can imagine, God Almighty, the Creator, Allah, is greater than this. And again, going back to keeping it humble. Always thanking the one who gave you the abilities to win that championship, to get up in the morning, to eat the wonderful food, to breathe this air. You don't got to go to Walmart to get it. It's free. So you say, God Almighty is great. It's like saying hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've heard that. Allahu Ah. Allahu Akbar. God Almighty is the greatest.
Allahu Akbar. Talk up to you.
So that's what Khabib is saying. Now, helped you to familiarize yourself with some of the things that he does, what Muslims do in general, because Khabib is a Muslim, one who has consciously submitted to the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and some of those stereotypes that one might have in the back of his head. He's heard this term, Allahu Akbar. Now, if you were to equate, because Islam is a beautiful way of life, calling you to have peace with the Creator, peace within yourself, so you can have that peace that money can't buy, and you have peace with humanity. If you were to take all the ISIS and the Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda, which didn't even exist a decade ago, it's because all of these wars, is that hate, war, hate, violence, terrorism cycle that we got to stop. Innocent blood here, there, everywhere is human life. We got to condemn one, condemn all. And when you have any large group of people, you're going to have radicals, you're going to have extremists. But we also have to see what's the root of all this. And Islam is not the root, my friends. No, Islam brings that peace and happiness into one's life. And when someone has peace and happiness, he's not trying to blow nobody up, especially himself or innocent people. But you have these things going on. But this is a geopolitical thing, and if you were to add up all of these groups, this is just a side note, I'm going off on a tangent, ISIS, Boko Haram, and all these groups I'm sure you've heard and people out there associate, because some people are going to watch this video, they're going to think, you know, again, those because of the effect of the Islamophobia machine. So take all these radical groups, Compare that to the over 1.7 billion Muslims all over the globe. It would only equate to, if you have this small fringe element to the 1.7 billion, last time I checked, it would be like 0.006%. It's like taking the KKK, Lords of the Resistance Army, or some of these secular atheist groups, PKK, and all the Tamil Tigers, all of these terrorist groups, and now you try to pump them up, put them up as if they're exemplary representatives of Christianity, of secularism, of atheism, whatever ism. That wouldn't be fair. That wouldn't be right. So you can't take a radical fringe element and try to pump them up as if they represent Islam. They don't. They don't represent Habib. They don't represent me. They don't represent the over 1.7 billion Muslims who, again, are trying to keep it humble, keep it simple, live a peaceful life like everyone else, people who have connected with Muslims.
John Dutcher will straight out tell you what he thought of Muslims.
I actually hated Muslims. The women with their headdress on, you know, I just would sneer at them.
Dutcher was surrounded by the people he loathed, but Muslims moving in moved him.
It took this to wake me, you know, wake me up, yeah.
A change of heart for the man who didn't realize he had such a big heart.
You know, what struck me the most, honestly, was when I took a minute to actually talk to some of the Muslim people to find out, you know, they are just like me, and I am uneducated on their religion. You know, I could easily make as many mistake judgment calls as any other person out there. But when I took a second to sit down and listen to them and actually enter their mosque and go in and watch some of their prayers, it was a beautiful thing, and they answered some of my questions that I had. And I just feel that maybe that's something that they should do too for the people. A lot of us are uneducated, you know. Educate us on your religion. Let us know that not everybody's a bad person.
I said, I am very glad to see you here. Thank you for being here. This is America. And I just want to say, as a Christian, to all my Muslim brothers and sisters, that we are glad to have you. You are our neighbors. We stand with you. We will resist any attempts to hurt you. And please reach out to us. We will reach out to you. Thank you very much.
Have made the human connection. They've seen past all the fear-mongering and all the hype. And now, that's it. We're going to curtail it. One more. I got a bonus for you.